In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and on this feast we celebrate the birthday of the Church. In the first reading, we heard what happened on the first Pentecost. Suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and tongues as of fire appeared and rested on each of them. The Holy Spirit filled the disciples and drove them out from behind closed doors to begin the mission of the Church in the world. That moment was not just an event long ago. Pentecost continues today. The same Holy Spirit who strengthened the apostles is still alive and active in the Church, in our families, and in each one of us. See, whenever we celebrate a birthday, we naturally reflect on life, where we have been, where we are now, and where we are going. So on this birthday of the Church, we do the same. Many people today are carrying heavy burdens. Families worry about rising costs, job security, health problems, caregiving, loneliness, anxiety, and uncertainty about the future. Young people wonder what kind of world they are inheriting. Many feel exhausted, divided, or discouraged. And even our faith can sometimes feel weak in a noisy and distracted world. And so we ask, where do we find courage? Where do we find hope? Where do we find strength for today and trust for tomorrow? Jesus gives us the answer in today's gospel. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to be with you always. And that advocate is the Holy Spirit. So the story of Pentecost teaches us that the disciples were prepared to receive the Spirit in certain ways. Their example gives us three important lessons for our lives today. The first lesson is stay together. Before His ascension, Jesus told His disciples to remain together in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. And they stayed in Jerusalem, united in mind and heart. Now this is important for us today, because we live in a time that easily divides people. Politics, social media, resentment, misunderstandings, even divisions within families and within the Church. The evil one wants isolation, but the Holy Spirit creates unity. Families become stronger when they stay connected through love, patience, forgiveness, and mutual support. Our parish becomes alive when we stop acting like strangers and begin living as true spiritual family. Now the Holy Spirit does not grow in hearts closed by bitterness, pride, or division. And Pentecost reminds us that we need one another. The second lesson is pray together. You know, the disciples were gathered in prayer in the upper room when the Holy Spirit came upon them. Prayer kept them united. Prayer gave them courage. Prayer opened their hearts to God's power. The same is true for us. In today's busy world, many families spend more time looking at screens than speaking to one another or praying together. We can become spiritually exhausted without even realizing it. That is why family prayer matters. That is why coming to Mass matters. That is why praying together as a parish family matters. As the saying goes, the family that prays together stays together. Prayer invites the Holy Spirit into our fears, our struggles, our decisions, and our daily lives. Prayer reminds us that we are not facing life alone. And the third lesson is live the mission. Pentecost was never meant to stay inside the upper room. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, pushed the disciples out into the streets to proclaim the good news. The fire of the Spirit turned fearful disciples into courageous witnesses. The same Holy Spirit sends us out today. And mission does not only happen in faraway countries. Mission begins wherever God has placed us, in our homes, workplaces, schools, neighborhoods, and parish community. Sometimes mission means speaking about our faith. Sometimes it means encouraging someone who is struggling. Sometimes it means serving quietly, forgiving generously, and helping someone in need. Because the Holy Spirit does not give gifts only for ourselves. The gifts we receive are meant to bless others. As Saint Francis of Assisi reminds us, "For it is in giving that we receive." So, my dear brothers and sisters, Pentecost is not only about remembering what happened long ago. It is about opening our hearts to what God wants to do in us today. The church still needs the fire of the Holy Spirit. Our families still need the fire of the Holy Spirit. Our hearts still need the fire of the Holy Spirit. So today, let us pray with faith. O come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. And may the Holy Spirit help us to stay together in love and unity. Help us to pray together with faith and perseverance, and help us to live the mission by sharing the gifts we have received. Let this be our prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.